This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The headline in Atlantic proclaims the strongest evidence yet that an animal started the pandemic. It goes on to say that a new analysis of genetic samples from China appears to link the pandemic's origin to raccoon dogs. This, of course, is an attempt to argue that the virus came from the wet market in Wuhan, China, and not from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. As I mentioned 2 weeks ago in my last commentary on this issue, we may never know the origin of the virus, but we do know that many scientists were distorting the truth and many in the press were suppressing the truth. I'm troubled that the mainstream press seems incurious about the origin of a virus that killed millions worldwide. Knowing its origin might be helpful in preventing a future pandemic. I'm also concerned that scientists who seem to have a vested interest keep trying to prove the virus came from animals in the wet market. It's worth highlighting the fact that the Associated Press article on raccoon dogs and the virus mentions later in the article that scientists did not find the virus among any animal. Let me remind you that scientists test tens of thousands of animals, pigs, goats, and geese. China researchers even claim they tested 17,000 bats but did not find a single case of the virus. We do know that the scientists at the Wuhan Institute of Virology were performing gain-of-function research on bat coronaviruses. We also know that they tested their research on mites whose lungs had been genetically altered to be more like human lungs. One of the scientists quoted in the Atlantic article declares this really strengthens the case for a natural origin. She assumes that humans caught the virus from a raccoon dog. But isn't it possible that a raccoon dog caught the virus from a human? So much for the strongest evidence yet headline. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on the biblical view on wokeness, go to viewpoints.info/wokeness. That's viewpoints.info/wokeness.